Oh my goodness. That was Won't You Ask by POC Flyers. And Taylin, me and you are actually going to be talking about demos like for the next few minutes. But in my opinion, that one sounded very different to what I'm used to because I'm someone who's getting sent demos a lot and someone who wants to start making demos a lot. In terms of sending them to other people, and that sounds very different because of how raw it is. And also, it reminded me of like what music would have sounded like quality-wise in the 2012s. And I know we're being very nostalgic with the funny memes of 2016 is back again, but what do you think?
I definitely, for me, it reminds me of, because I'm old, back in the day, this is the sort of music that I listen to, so it definitely has a nostalgic feel for me, and I like the sort of dreaminess and the rawness to it. It makes me, reminds me a lot of summertime when I was a teenager. I really enjoyed it.
And it is actually a perfect time as well because right now we're at summer and I'm needing more songs like that. And if Park Flyers ever listens to this, please, we have two people wanting to hear the song in its full glory and we're waiting
Yes,
for
please
it.
give us more.
Please give us more. We have another demo that I want to play. It's from my good friend Josh West Stewart. He is doing a project called Charisma Clubhouse, but we all just call it Charisma Club. And the song is called That Feeling, and it's very different to the song that I just played. So I'm just gonna shut up now and we're just gonna play it.
Things I wanna hear.
That was That Feeling by Charisma Club, and I'm so excited for that release. Do you want to go first this time on
Sure,
what you think of
I
it?
will go first. I'm stuck on the nostalgia train. So the whole time I was listening to that, I was just having memories of my friends and I going on road trips to the beach, like driving through mountains and through the forest to get to a beautiful beach and spending time with people that you really love.
I'm the same, and I'm a sucker for synth work, so yeah. Good job, Josh, for working on that synth. And oh my gosh, there's just something about a synth that makes you feel nostalgic.
Yeah,
right,
it's so fun.
It's so
when
fun
when it's done right. It just makes you excited and hopeful, and I really did enjoy the synth.
Oh my gosh. And I was just gonna add as well, like, do you remember that film Love, Simon?
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah,
yes. This would have been on the soundtrack.
This would have been 100%. on the soundtrack. And if you do so well, Josh, if you're listening, like, come on now. Like, you have got to pitch yourself towards like shows and movies, and songs like this that keep writing are gonna blow up. I'm gonna call it now. 2026 is the year where a lot of artists are gonna be able to put themselves out there in places that they've never reached before, and songs like this will make that happen. Can you agree with me? Real quick, Taylor?
Yeah, I will agree, and I'll manifest it for everybody.
Please manifest it for me too, because yes. I'm gonna play a demo myself later on. But before that, I'm gonna play one more demo before my demo. This is a friend of mine's demo that he just sent me like today, and I'm so excited that he's gonna be playing it again, or like performing again this year, because he took a break. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This is by my friend Alex Hart, and a lot of collaborations that he's done with Misty, and they're from Poneke, so go hit them up. I will send some demo links to you guys soon, but this is Your Heart here.
Inside my heart.
You're Hot Here by Alex Hart, Misty, and Ashan. Sorry, I forgot to mention Ashan. My eyes were deceiving me. I'm so sorry. I'm going to go first because this is my friend's demo. And he never misses in terms of like moodiness in his production. Like Alex does whenever he makes something with other people. And these are new names, Misty and Ashan. Ashan in the rapping was really good. And it's different to what I'm used to hearing in Tamaki Makoto. And these Poneke artists have something to bring to the table every time. And it's so unique. And Misty's vocal, like, layering. I don't know if they're male or female, but I'm just going to go female. And very deep female voice. But so good. And I want to hear more. And I can't wait for more of it. What do you think?
Well, I immediately, as soon as I did hear the layering, I was like, wow, that's amazing. And I think it's just so, moody, but not, I don't really know how to put it, not in like a I'm so moody kind of way, just like a sort of flowy, mellow, but still really incredibly interesting with the different components and the different the different instruments. And I really enjoyed it. I don't know.
No, I mean, that's fair enough. For me, like, I just love moody songs because I'm a moody person myself. And whenever like I hear songs like that, I just feel still.
Yeah, it's quite peaceful, hey?
Even though, like, it's very, what's that word I'm looking for? It's like, it's not exactly, like, wrong, but it doesn't feel, like, bad either. Good either, sorry. But You're Hot Here, that's really good, by Alex Hart, Ashan, and Misty. I can't find my file on my demo. We'll play it at the end. How about that? But before that, we're going to continue on with some old bangers that I found that, or not me, that our good friend Sam from the station, who has been to the ASEAN Festival last year and has got us a cassette by Jason Ranti. And this is the track Sala Display here on 95 BFM.
The women start getting good, and the jackets need a skirt. That's when I'm that nigga, the one who's reminiscing. Each year's so different, but the feeling's still familiar. I don't remember like I did.
Whoa, that's not the song. That is not the song. What am I doing? That's not it. Sorry, let's start that one right again. I was like, why is there so many glitches happening in one spot? I was like, what the heck is that? Anyway, that was not Sala Display. This is Sala Display.
Check, check. Bukan mesin komputer,
Logika bukan misteri.
Akan dimarahes, akan dimarahes.
Sebebasnya seni hanya dari hati.
Jim, 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 supangkat. Jim, 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 supangkat. Jim, 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 supangkat.
Hello. Okay. Well, that was Sela Display by Jason Ranti and Donggot from Singapore from their album. Oh, I can't even pronounce their album. But anyway, that is one of the songs that I've like really enjoyed. But the whole album itself is very unique in terms of, I guess they're having their own westernized play in like the Beach Boys vibes. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah. As soon as I heard that guitar, I was like, that's incredible. I need to see it live immediately.
I mean, like, their live performances has been, like, doing so well in, like, Southeast Asia from what I've seen so far. Oh, if they came to New...
Mm-hmm. They need to come here.
You agree?
I need to see them live. I feel like it would be absolutely phenomenal.
Like, Southeast Asian version of the Beach Boys. Like, come on. Who does not want to see that? Sorry. Their album is called I Don't Know, But I Don't Go... I can't pronounce that. I Don't Know and I Don't Go, which is like the artist name itself. And the cassette is so pretty. Like, I have not seen a pretty cover art in such a long time. It's literally like, there's like a, what would you say that is?
There is someone, there's like a dinosaur. There's lots of green, lots of pink and blue. It's pop arty. It's fun. It's interesting. It draws your attention immediately.
It is so pretty. Like, that's what you're saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. We're going to play some more of it as well. Up next, I'm not going to pronounce this name because I do not want to butcher. You know what? I'm going to try it. Hang on. Yeah. I'm going to get closer to the screen real quick because I can't see. Disarakandi Bandung here on 95 BFM. Did I do that? I feel like that's right.
That was a good job.